Hello and welcome to Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Saru Baru.
Hi.
How are you?
Looking under the average line.
Yeah, and we are recording this on a Monday, so we don't know what happened with Aston Villa versus Newcastle. None of us give a f***, so yeah, let's just move on.
Actually, I do.
Why?
Because I have Williams in my team, and I hope he does not play. So that Musay comes in.
Alright, so let's do this as a Q&A format. Question number one, why did you captain Aubameyang?
I was under extreme duress.
You were?
And I had made Vardy my captain, but my clan leader, Rudra Joshi.
Blame him for it.
Yeah, I blame him.
I hope
he doesn't listen to the podcast.
I hope he does.
Oh, damn it.
We need listens as well.
Oh, yes. And controversy.
Dude, so what did he say? What were his reasons?
He just felt that Arsenal were playing the bottom team in the league and Aubameyang is a regular goal scorer.
But he does know that Lacazette starts in between, right? So in the middle.
Yeah.
So in spite of that, he thought Aubameyang is going to score a lot of goals.
Actually, to cover his bases, he just like dropped a question. Aubameyang as captain, question mark?
Oh, so he's asking you.
So I just took it on like letter by letter. I was like, okay. Yes, master.
Alright, so what else? What did you learn? Aguero is injured now. So
what I learned about Aguero is that Lundstrom has more points than Aguero this season.
What are you saying?
And Mohamed Salah.
Dude, are you like giving some fake news out?
No, I'm not.
Like,
check it, man. Just check it.
No, I'm not going to check it.
We'll tell our listeners to check it.
Alright.
At least we'll get some engagement on our Twitter handle.
Who's given the most points this season? The top three players. Come on. Let this be informative. And let me show to the world how
Vardy
badly, how bad you...
Vardy is definitely on top.
What is on top? I asked top three.
Yeah, so number one is Vardy.
Okay.
Number two is Lundstra... No. I saw Darius say no from the corner of my eye, so I'm going to change my answer.
Why the... why are you cheating?
No, I didn't, like, see him.
Oh, you just saw him from the corner.
Right? I saw, like, a shadow. Like,
all right, who's number two?
Pope.
What?
Man, he's getting 9 points every game when I'm thinking of not getting him.
He got 9 points
yes.
This weekend. All right, but number two is main. Sadio
Mane.
Yes.
Main. Our main man.
Yes. Number three.
Aguero.
Tammy boy.
So close.
You just said Lundstrom is above Aguero. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Cat nahi likha.
Nahi. And mat leke nikal gaya main.
All right. So, number four is De Bruyne. Five is Aubameyang. The sixth name is actually the biggest surprise for me. Marcus Rashford.
I am surprised.
He's at 74 points and at 8.6.
Wait, where did Lundstrom go?
Lundstrom is...
79 points.
73. So, I don't think Rashford is a bad shout, man. Like, going forward, however bad United are, they will score one or two goals, right?
Yeah.
And Rashford is at the heart and soul of it. So
yeah, especially when McTominay is injured now.
Yeah.
Because he was like a cheap bet...
5.1 yeah. But Lundstrom at 4.9 and 74 points. Or if you go by our friend Jaspreet's points per million, he's off the charts.
Off the.
Yeah, but I think one thing, we spoke about it a little last week also, Wolves getting back to form, and that's why Jimenez, Moutinho, Ruben Neves, all of them.
Traore got an assist.
Adama, he is. So I think people should load up their teams with Wolves as well. So, okay, first, you still didn't answer the question. The second question is Aguero. He's injured now, and Pep said he's out for a few weeks. So he's at least out for 2 weeks. So how does that change anyone's strategy going forward with regards to Manchester City?
Yeah, see, so he's a starting forward, right? For anyone who has a 12 million guy in the team. So they obviously have to switch him out. And if they don't have Vardy, I think it's time for them to get Vardy in.
Okay.
And if not Vardy, then Abraham has quite a good set of fixtures coming up. They have two home games lined up. There's West Ham and Aston Villa.
Oh, so
looking
easy.
At the form, I think Abraham is a definite buy.
So, but what do people do with Manchester City now? They just like don't replace Aguero with Jesus, or
I mean, City are facing Newcastle and Burnley, so. And both are away games. I mean, not like that matters, but...
Yeah. So, Jesus is at 9 point something, right? He's not very expensive as a striker. So
yeah, but I think looking at the set of fixtures, it makes more sense for Tammy Abraham to come in. Because next thing you know, Pep being Pep would expect that everyone gets Jesus in.
Mm.
and he just picks up some guy from the Manchester City women's team or something to play a striker. There are no rules against it.
Like, so. Savitri.
I don't know. Savitri Smith.
Gabriel Savitri.
Yeah.
What would her father's name be if her name is Gabriel Savitri?
Why are we digressing so badly?
No, I'm asking you. Just a
John Smith.
Savitri.
Oh, I was still stuck on this.
All right. Now that...
Sati. That'll be the first of the
Yeah. What the second name? Second child's name, Raja Ram Mohan Roy, who abolished Sati.
Dude, that's such a dark story for that family. Bachcha kya usko abolish kar diya maine.
Tu kaun hota hai, Raja Ram Mohan Roy?
Bahut ganda chal raha hai. Move on to Callum Wilson or something.
No. All right, now we have a new manager at Spurs, attacking mindset manager. So you think now is
the... Let's just see how. I mean, we put that pic last week about how Shapoorji Mistry suggested people to keep Sterling.
So are we
Wilson.
Are we waiting for Shapoorji?
So Wilson's got 2 points. Callum Wilson.
Yeah.
And Sterling's got what?
Two.
So that's not doing too well for.
And you know,
Mr.
and now we know why Shapoorji Pallonji Group has
is
a
in
debt and is about bankrupt. But yeah, so now let's talk about Tottenham. What do we do with Tottenham, dude? They have a new manager. Dele Alli is the real Dele Alli, supposedly. Son, Moura, and Harry Kane. Like, should we just, you know, start betting on or start putting the Spurs players onto the team?
I think one game, looking at the way Son played. I think Son and Kane both are really good picks for anyone who wants to get Spurs players in, because they seem to be working in the system that Mourinho is going to bring in.
Not Dele. Dele is worth 8 million or something, 8 or 8.5. He's in the between
he's
8 and
8.4.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Son has a better return right now.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying that we should not shy away putting some Spurs players into the list?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, because with Mourinho at the wheel.
Oh, God, already?
Have I done it?
No, you haven't, but okay.
Dele Alli could be a differential.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's expensive. 1.2% people have only selected him. But
yeah, and that's because he was not even playing. His brother was playing.
Bami Dele Alli.
All right,
that's game, actually his full name, it seems.
In game week 13, we had Vardy going crazy again. And also we have James Tarkowski of... What are you showing me?
Dele Alli's full name.
Really?
So seems,
Bami Dele Alli.
I mean, that's what this app says.
Okay, fine. I was making a point about James Tarkowski of Burnley.
Oh man, what? 20 points? 30 points in the past two games?
He's giving so many points. I have a fear...
And he plays tonight?
I have a fear... No, he's from Burnley. He's already won his game.
Oh, shit. I confused the...
Everyone's kit. Not Williams.
Damn it.
Yeah. So, I have a fear that if I take a Burnley guy like Tarkowski and then he'll go back to like a red card.
I think it's time because I haven't got him in yet. So,
all right.
So, you make that decision simpler.
Okay, but looking at big picture and strategy, what are you thinking going forward next 4 or 5 game weeks? And now that we're only a month away from the festival period and Liverpool is going to go and play the Club World Cup. There's so many questions unanswered, Baru. Help out our listeners with some thoughts.
So,
do we still keep West Ham players like Yarmolenko?
God, stop! I'm so anxious about the upcoming...
Dude, you're
because
not.
On paper, I have a good team, man.
Who cares about your team? Answer my questions.
See, you need to start stocking up for... it's a good time if you're like me, who doesn't like taking hits.
Hmm.
You know, it's a good time to start planning for those set of games.
Yeah.
And who has good games during that period?
That is just too far. Someone was asking this question. Like, they're like, how about this team? Like Leicester's Suyunku or any one defender of Leicester. Then you have Madison or Tillemans and Vardy. Then there's a take from Chelsea, Tammy Abraham. Then Pulisic or Mason Mount and Timori.
That's actually really good advice.
And from Liverpool, just take one defender and Mane and Firmino if you want to. Or just replace Firmino with another striker. And most of your team is done. Just stick with it for a month. They said that you'll probably get way more points.
Yeah.
Then...
That's true. I mean, even if you look at the Leicester thing, and if you load up on three Leicester players or two Leicester players.
I have three, so I can't take more. Otherwise, I would have taken the like Chilwell also.
They're facing Everton next, then Watford, both games at home, Villa away, and then Norwich at home again.
That's an easy run of fixtures where you will get enough points.
Chelsea, similarly, are facing West Ham, Villa at home, Everton away, and then Bournemouth again at home. So that's three home fixtures out of the next four. And I think if you don't have like six players from these two sides,
you're a loser.
No, you are a loser.
No, I didn't.
No.
I didn't mean you were a loser. In general, the people who don't have six players from these sides are losers.
I would have brought Arsenal up also about having a good set of fixtures until for the next 3 weeks, but seeing how they're all bottom sides.
Can someone make a team without any Manchester City player? Like, you know what? Screw them. We don't want them.
Yeah, I just need to remove De Bruyne from my side. So
why don't you do it? He's not even. He's just getting too expensive now. You can probably put better use.
No, but he had a really good game last week against Chelsea.
So why are you doing this eye test bullshit?
What eye test?
I watched the game and he had a really good game.
No, it was actually a really good game. So, and how many points did he get? He got an assist or something, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Got, yeah.
Seven, yeah. So he's got an assist. But yeah.
Assist kya? He scored. Didn't you watch the match? Like, he scored against your team.
I blur all the light blue goals. Only the sky blue goals I watched.
Wow.
So which was only one. But yeah, that was it. So I think we should take a break right now. I think we should stop at the advice given that just load up with six players from Chelsea and
Leicester.
And Leicester.
And Arsenal if you think you can.
And with
handle the pain.
No. And a sprinkling of Wolves. I think that should do good.
Yeah, Wolves face Sheffield next, so I don't think it's a good time to get Wolves players in.
It'll be a 0-0.
Yeah.
So sure. Get a defender.
Plus Moussa is injured, so.
Oh, Wolves win suddenly. So get in Jimenez as well. Oh,
man. And a clean sheet?
Yes. What? So get in a defender also. Defender and midfielder and clean sheet. Alright, so after the break, Baru. Just off, because we are just so early into this week, off the top of your head, looking at the fixture list, come up with three names who you think are going to be so impactful next game week that they will come, just those three names
blow
itself,
will
give like 50 points. Yeah. On top of it, make one of them a captain.
Triple captain.
That should be Harry Kane, but okay. All right, please stay tuned to Football Twaddle. Welcome back to Football Portal, the fantasy football show. Tanush Baru is in the house. Alright, Baru, game week 14, the fixtures. Newcastle versus Manchester City. Irrespective of how Newcastle play against Aston Villa. Come on. Screw the advice we gave just like 1 minute ago.
About not having a single City player.
Get in Gabriel Jesus.
Okay.
And get in Kevin De Bruyne. Remove Sterling.
Okay.
You'll save 2-3 million in that anyway. Mm-hmm. You can put that in some other midfielder if you want. And just see City beat Newcastle 5-1.
Who's going to score? Williams?
Yeah. Probably for your sake, let's just say Williams scores that goal.
He's going to be on the bench. Oh, no.
So do you think that's a workable idea because Newcastle is playing Manchester City?
Yeah, it is a workable idea, especially when they're facing Burnley next.
Yeah.
So, it's a decent...
So, last week also, I said that, you know, get in Aubameyang because their next two games
are... It was you!
Dude, I always thought that they're playing Southampton and Norwich next two games. It can't get really bad and they will score. But the Southampton game is done and dusted. Probably replace Aubameyang with Lacazette and go for the punt against Norwich or Arsenal. And I'll tell you why. Most of the teams just look so similar. So, let's say you and I score like 58 points. Most of the people we are competing with are all at 55 to 58 points. So, we are not really moving up in rankings. We are just stuck there because every team looks so goddamn similar.
Yeah, so it'll be like Jose Mourinho coming in for Tottenham, right? Just get 3 points more than the other team and you've jumped up like 70 places.
Yeah, but it's not a league of 20 people. Yeah, so Norwich versus Arsenal. There should be... Come on, man. Arsenal has to win this game for my f***ing sake.
No, but that's what they said for the Southampton game, right? Southampton hadn't... hadn't won against Arsenal or scored a point against Arsenal
in a long time. Yeah.
20 years or something. And they almost did that, right? They almost won. So, this is Arsenal breaking records for other people. We are like the Indian team of the 90s.
So you are saying don't even consider Lacazette. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, sure. If you want one Arsenal player, it has to be the striker.
Which is Lacazette.
So yeah, sure. But if you have Aubameyang, I don't think you should be removing Aubameyang, wasting a transfer and getting Lacazette in.
Okay. All right. So your three picks for this week. Game week 14.
Wadi is my first pick.
So predictable.
You can't go for anyone else.
What surprises me is you say Wadi on the microphone and don't go f***ing Captain Aubameyang.
Peer pressure. So Wadi is also the captain's pick. The captain pick, sorry.
Sure.
And I'll be having another Leicester player. It'll be Tielemans. I've got him in last week so that I can free up some money. At 6.7. And my third pick is going to be Kevin De Bruyne. He had a really good game against a very strong Chelsea, surprisingly strong Chelsea side.
How dare you? What do you mean surprising?
I mean, if you look at the form that Chelsea were going in with, sure, you know, it was coming. But it was, at the end of the day, it's City versus Chelsea. And
yeah, so we expected a 2-1 loss, okay? We didn't expect them to play that well, that's all.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, did you see that fact about how it was the first time in 200 games or 300, I don't know, in his life probably that Pep had such low possession?
Yes.
46%. Ever. Like, he's never had a match where his team has had like less than 47-46%.
Yeah, but probably he's changed style. He's like, what will we do with all this possession? He's become like Mourinho, I think.
What, he wants to play on the counter now?
Yeah, I think Mourinho finally, like, you know, told him, bhai, tu possession leke karega kya?
It's like a watershed moment.
He's like, oh yeah. Once a stat blew my mind. That was like the most amazing stat. On an average, a player touches the ball for like
3 minutes.
In a 90-minute game, right? Not even 3 minutes. Touches the ball. Like,
which one? The left or the right?
No. A footballer
touches
the ball for probably like 60 seconds in a game.
I know.
I was like, what do they do? Like,
you get into positions and wait for the pass?
Yeah.
Have you never played football in your life?
I have. But then that's what it is. No, so who cares about position then? Ball aata hi dena hai kisi ko. It's not like you can run with the ball anything. Someone will like hack you down. So yeah. So Pep's finally realized the real way to play football is not to have the ball.
Yeah.
All right. Chelsea play West Ham. So your picks are what? Tielemans, Wadi,
and Kevin De Bruyne.
God, let me try to be creative here.
United, we should start tracking our picks and see who scored more points.
Mine would
in
be
in this 3-3 FC.
Yeah, but mine would be higher than yours.
Shut up.
if Jaspreet comes, he would have overthought it so much that he would be lower than both of us.
Yeah, he wouldn't make it in a deadline.
Really?
My three picks, and that's the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll just put random three names. Like Matt Ryan.
Yeah, we'll use the Microsoft speech, text-to-speech, like just to fill in for them or something.
All right, my three picks. United are playing Aston Villa. They are going to win that game. And they seem to be like hit some sort of weirdness about them, whether they will score a goal. So a Rashford or a Martial. I think Martial is still a good one. He's still listed as a midfielder. And he's at 7.4, 7.5. So I think Martial is a good shout for this weekend. Chelsea play West Ham, man. What else? Tammy. But Tammy is like the most obvious thing. But get in Tammy.
Yeah, we have to get. We asked for players, not like differentials.
Yeah. So Tammy Abraham is there. And then who else? I'd want to get in James Tarkowski against Crystal Palace, but no. He's given 30.
What else does this guy do to come into your team, man?
No. I'm just too scared to get him in now. That
Fine. You can curse him. It's okay.
No, the minute I get him, that everything.
Yeah, that's what.
Not for him, for me, in my team.
So selfish.
But yeah, Tottenham are playing Bournemouth. I think one of the Tottenham, Lucas Moura, Son, or Dele Alli. One of these
I
three.
I think it's going to be like quite a good couple of weeks for like FPL, looking at the way the big teams apparently
yeah and
are
now
facing.
Is the time actually, because Aguero is injured, so whoever has Aguero, you at least you don't have to worry about Aguero, so you can actually put in that money and make your team better.
Yeah,
like that's what Pep's going to do, sell Aguero and make his team better probably.
Is Savitri Smith like currently listed though?
Savitri Smith
in the City lineup, can you buy her for like 4?
You want to buy Savitri for 4 million?
Isn't that the lowest it goes or something?
3.9. There's a player on that. I think there's a goalkeeper on 3.9 million. But anyway, let's not digress. Your captaincy pick was?
Jamie Vardy.
Okay. Mine would be Anthony Martial.
Wow. Adventurous.
Yeah, man. what's life without a little sense of adventure?
Okay.
Yeah. And
no, I meant like, okay.
All right.
Life would be okay.
And if you guys have any opinions on our amazing thoughts and picks, please tweet to us at @FootyTwaddle. Instagram and Facebook is Football Twaddle. And our league, Nitish Mahajan, our dear friend, is still at the top of our league.
Is anyone close to toppling him off?
Yeah.
We have just a week to go, right?
Navneet Palav is at 808 points and Nitish is at 819.
Oh.
And Navneet's team is called Peekaboo.
Yeah, he's the star of Atlanta FC from Borivali and Mira Road.
And he has Trent Alexander-Arnold, Pereira of Leicester, Lundstrom, Kevin De Bruyne, Mason Mount, Sadio Mane, Madison, Vardy, Abraham and Jimenez. He's almost followed our formula of...
Yeah, he doesn't, I think, really chase clean sheets. He just wants everyone to score a goal.
Yeah.
Does he have David Luiz on the bench?
No.
Defender bhi goal marega.
Probably he likes clean sheets. No, he has Rico on the bench.
Oh, Rico.
And Norwood. All right, Baru. Take care, man.
You
and
too, man.
I think
you
our too. Producer is also happy because we've finished with the self-imposed deadline, the recording, because he wants to go home and sleep.
I think he's more happy about the amazing picks we just gave him.
Yeah, what's your rank, Darius?
It's 500,000.
Man.
500,000? You weren't you the guy who was showing off last week? Were you 200? Let me see my rank before I like slag this guy. Oh, 372,000.
I don't even see these things, man.
I will check it for you.
Oh no! Don't. You will mess up the credibility of this podcast.
No, we are the ones who think out of the box, right?
And don't implement them in our teams
because we're scared. We need others to do it. Oh, and Tanuj, you are at
2.4.
No. 2.2.
Oh, wow. That's, a bump.
No, 2.3.
Oh, damn it.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay, then. Upwards to 2.1.
I guess. Every week, if you're jumping 0.2 million, where would be at game week 38?
1.2.
That's it.
I don't know, man.
Dude, your maths are so wrong.
Yeah, I got 55 in CAT, man.
What do you mean 55?
In quant. Percentile.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
PK gaya tha kya?
Nahin, verbal was 99, but quant was like 55.
Really? Yeah. Damn it, man.
They were giving us shortcuts to do like calculus in time classes. I was like, calculus kya hota hai? Sare shortcut de rahe baith ke.
Rehne de. Let's go now. I think it's time. Okay, bye-bye, guys. Bye, bol.
Bye.
Math nahi.
Bye.